Everyday Outdoor Living with the Bruce Company, hanging out in studio with Lisa Briggs from the Bruce Company. Lisa, how you doing?
Hi, Sean.
This song,
a beautiful Monday, right?
This song has a little extra oomph this week as we look at the forecast.
I know, it's awesome.
60 by Wednesday, and oh.
First day of spring is I think Sunday.
Yeah.
Sunday
the 20th?
Or 20th? Yeah, I think it's the 20th, and that's awesome because...
Who doesn't
love
it?
Super clement weather for spring, right?
this is still the time of year, and we'll probably get some calls, and we'd love to get some calls at 608-321-1310. Love to hear from you this morning, where we get 608-321-1310, where we'll get people calling about wanting to get things in the ground right away.
Yeah.
And we've got
it's a little early for that.
Pace ourselves.
Yeah. Yeah, folks. It's a little early for that. And you have to consider, too, that the garden center and the greenery department, we get plants from all over the country.
Mm-hmm.
Some are local for sure. Like most of our annuals are local and some perennials. And even some of the trees and shrubs come from the Midwest. But a lot of stuff comes from much farther away. And they're on a schedule mm-hmm. based on what normal weather is. And so just because it's going to maybe be 60 on Wednesday does not mean... that they don't have other places that are in the queue before us.
Yes.
So that's why we can't get a lot of stuff right away. But I will say mm-hmm. that pansies are coming tomorrow.
Pansies are coming tomorrow?
First shipment of pansies tomorrow. So that's always a really big deal for us. I don't know why, but it is.
Well, because they're
so happy looking.
Yes, exactly. That is super cool. So you want to get into the Middleton Garden Center of the Bruce Company right at 2830 Parman Street. Yes, the shipment gets in tomorrow, but you can get in today as well just to preview. Maybe you want to get lined up. You want to get started camping out outside.
I will have a camp out selling concert tickets
yes,
or something.
Exactly. It's the pansy party.
Pansy tickets.
You know, exactly. All right, at 2830 Parman Street, that's where you'll find the Middleton Garden Center of the Bruce Company. The website, brucecompany.com. That's brucecompany.com. Facebook and social media, The Bruce Company. A prime opportunity right now to get on the air with Lisa Briggs from The Bruce Company. Pick up the phone, give us a call, 608-321-1310. That's 321-1310. And we'll talk a little bit more about gardening and other things.
Can I just say, mm-hmm. I'm going to give everybody a really easy test to know when your soil is ready to plant.
Okay.
So basically, you want it to be thawed, of course, so you can get a shovel in there. But you want it to be a little dried out. Now, we didn't have a super wet winter, so this might happen faster than it might normally. But basically, if you take a clod of the soil and you poke it in the middle, and if it's like brownies, it's too wet. You're going to want to wait.
Okay.
But if it falls away like cake crumbs, sort of, breaks up, then you can go ahead and plant. And there, if the weather's going to look good, if this... short-range forecast is going to turn into a long-range forecast. You could certainly be putting things out like peas. My grandmother always put peas out when, Good Friday. There are a lot of old tales that are associated with spring holidays about mm-hmm. when you can do things. But mostly, you want your soil to be ready.
And I know we talk about keeping pests away, things like floating row covers. Are there covers that people can purchase to kind of insulate if we do get one of those nights? Where
yeah,
they say,
certainly. Floating row covers will help a lot. There mm-hmm. are certainly, I just use old utility pots. From shrubs that I purchased, I save all of those big pots. So I have some that are really big, and then I've got, but anything that's like a gallon size can fit over something small.
Sure, absolutely.
So, yeah, you just want to protect tender plants from frost. Now, of course, there are plants that are super tender, like some annuals and tomatoes and peppers and eggplants, and those things will be damaged by cold weather, doesn't even have to frost. So on that stuff, you're going to want to wait. If you've got seedlings, though, mm-hmm. and they're up and looking a little leggy, put them outside when in a sheltered spot, not in the full sun, on days like we might get later this week, and then just bring them in at night. They'll respond very nicely to being outside for the day.
Everything
it's
responds.
It's like letting pets out.
Yes, exactly.
Or children.
Yes.
They're all cooped up.
They're ready to go.
I
was showing you my son leaving for school this morning. That dude's jumping down three stairs and he's ready.
He had quite a skip in his step.
Yes. Exciting times. It's a great time to get into the Middleton Garden Center with the Bruce Company right at 2830 Parmenter Street. That's 2830 Parmenter Street. Their website, brucecompany.com. That's brucecompany.com. Of course, course, on Facebook and social media, The Bruce Company. Also, if you got a question for Lisa, I'd love to get you on the air this morning at 608-321-1310. That's 608-321-1310. Big Artisan event is coming up. And
I know.
Wow, do you have quite the...
We've got a lineup.
Yes, you do.
And Linda, our marketing person, put together a package for me with all kinds of... with all their names and pictures. And we've been... promoting them on Facebook. So every day we've been releasing a different bio of one of the local craftspeople who will be with us on Saturday from 11 to 4 are the dates. So except today, because today is Learn About Butterflies Day, and I have a big thing planned for Facebook today. So I couldn't like shove another thing in there. There are a lot of posts today.
Well, as great as the local artisans are, very few things compete with butterflies. They tend to get right up.
Well, it's just that I had planned this kind of before we had this releasing the bio idea. And so, and I really like it, you know, because we're sort of featuring some Wisconsin moths and butterflies and some factoids. So.
Oh, very cool.
I know.
Definitely make sure you follow
Watch us today.
Facebook.
It's going to be a busy page today.
Let's talk about some of the, you mentioned that have been profiled and you're going to get them all up on Facebook. Some of the artisans that have been profiled, I was telling you before we came on the air, I loved seeing not only just reading about these men and women, but also seeing the response. There is a huge outpouring of support for these people. It looks like it's going to
be really exciting. This is something that we did kind of last spring when the Garden Expo went virtual. And we had, I think the weekend after, a little thing where we invited some of the local Garden Expo people to come and just kind of hang out in the greenhouse. And so that we didn't charge anything. We're not charging anything for the artisan fair either, but the greenhouse is empty right now. And it's kind of fun to just get some, you know, some life and something exciting happening at this time of year. So we went a step further, and Linda, our marketing person, like took this and ran with it. And so not only do we have these like 16 or 17, but we have a wait list, and we've so many that we have actually set dates for other ones for future ones. So September 17th and November 5th are the new dates. So if you're interested in participating in something like this, then the best way to reach us is just go to our Facebook page and message us. And then I will get that to Linda and she'll contact you. So give us an email address or a phone number and a little bit about yourself. And we'll get back to you and put you on the list.
You said September 17th and November 5th are the two plans right now?
Yes, they're both Saturdays.
Let's talk about this Saturday.
Yeah, so let's talk about this Saturday. So we have a wide range of folks that are coming with us. We've got some food things. Feed Bakery is coming. I don't know if you know about Feed Bakery, but they're a local sort of training program for people who can learn some baking skills or cooking skills, and they make amazing butter cookies.
No. Oh. Yes.
They're just like, there's like spritz cookies, but they have that perfect texture. So they will be selling, you know, those kinds of things in brownies, and there'll be some information about their program. They're super cool. There's a hot sauce person.
Oh, you got to have a hot sauce
fudge.
Person. Oh, of course.
Yeah. So there's some, all the major food groups are covered. Baked goods, cookies, hot sauce. What else do you need?
That's perfect. You guys need a drive through. You have to use
And then we've got some photographers. We've got a quilt maker. We've got a painter. We have a young woman, Catherine, who actually worked for the Bruce Company back in the day. She worked in the boutique.
Really?
And now she has a series of coloring books for adults and kids. So they're sort of very family friendly. And so she's bringing those books along with her.
It's adult coloring. It was a huge
like mega trend. And I think it's slowed down, but I think it's still something kind of fun, especially like the adult ones were hard to do with your kids.
Yeah.
They were so complicated and intricate that it was something that I think that a lot of people did as sort of a calming mechanism.
Stress reliever, yeah.
Yeah, stress relieving. But it's not fun with your family. So this is more like, you know, something that you can work on together, sort of like puzzles, you know, those sort of creative activities for families.
A little something you can do a little here, a little there. You don't have to do it all in one sitting.
Right, and exactly.
I also saw an author.
Yes. Kevin writes, he's been published in a lot of magazines, but he writes a lot of lots of different kinds of books, but a couple of titles are guides to things going on in Wisconsin. So there's one that we actually sell in the store about 50 hikes to take around the Madison area. So he'll be there. He can sign his books. So you can meet him, and he'll have all his titles with him, the ones that we carry, and then a bunch of other ones as well.
I see there the Wisconsin's Best Beer Guide is one of the books.
Yes, yeah. He, like I said, he's from the Madison area, and so a lot of his titles are sort of Wisconsin-focused, among other things. I love the hike one. I use that one all the time.
That is fantastic. And you mentioned, too, by the way, is obviously with the Artisan Fair going on this Saturday from 11 until 4. But people forget, I mean, we don't talk enough about, I think, we always, for good reason, talk a lot about plants and that type of stuff at the Bruce Company. But you guys have, and when you were talking about some of the coloring options, it's one of the places I like, Madsen and I will go because there's those other things too. Obviously we go pick up some gardening stuff, but also there's cool games, cool toys, yep. Cool little, just kind of those things that you go, this is a really, and they're also there. I don't know. They seem to be more special just because you're not going to find them everywhere.
That's what we like to try to do for sure. We like to find things that are unusual, that are unique to us. And we just got in a group of sort of these cloth dolls that they're sort of about being kind to one another. They have, stories and messages with them. So,
perfect.
Yeah, I know.
Really?
We try.
And you succeed, Lisa.
We try to be kind.
You guys do really good stuff. Talking with Lisa Briggs from the Bruce Company, of course, online, brucecompany.com. That's brucecompany.com. They're right at the Middleton Garden Center, 2830 Parmenter Street. That's 2830 Parmenter Street. Their telephone number, 608-836-7041. That's 836-7041. Online, brucecompany.com. Facebook and social media, The Bruce Company. And of course, if you've got a question, love to get you on the air with Lisa this morning, 608-321-1310. That's 608-321-1310. We'll talk a little bit more about the Artisan Fair. We'll also talk about collector plants and take your calls next as Everyday Outdoor Living with the Bruce Company continues here on 1310 WIBA. Madison in the morning and Everyday Outdoor Living with the Bruce Company, hanging out with Lisa Briggs. Still got time for your question, 608-321-1310. That's 608-321-1310. Talk about the shipment of collector plants. We'll get to that in just a moment, but wrapping up our conversation about the Artisan Fair taking place this Saturday from 11 until 4 at the Middleton Garden Center of the Bruce Company. I don't know why. It's just really weird, but for some reason, I'm always intrigued by fudge.
Did you go online and look at pictures of her fudge?
I did.
Looks pretty delicious, doesn't it?
Oh my goodness, it looks insanely delicious. So I know exactly what I'll be picking up on Saturday and starting with.
I do want to say that we have a couple photographers. One is a guy who specializes in landscape photography, Wisconsin landscape photography,
really?
Which is really pretty. But we also have another guy's name is Andy, and he is a portrait. He does portrait photography. So he is going to be taking portraits in the greenhouse. And so he's got a special where he's going to do some little sort of mini sessions that he's offering quite a discount on. So you can get a single shot for $20.
Wow. Serious?
I know. Yeah. Professional. So you can come in and get a headshot.
I could do one of these.
Yeah, those sort of like, with hands under the chin.
Yes.
Y'all can't see, but it's that classic, I'm thinking kind of pose. I think everybody in the store is going to do that because I hate my photograph on the Bruce Company website. So
really?
I would like it replaced.
Look at that. There's prime opportunity.
So,
not going to beat that price or that. That's a great, that's very, very cool. So there's a little bit of everything. And as we mentioned, this one for artisans, it is filled. You guys booked up pretty quick, but a couple other opportunities, September 17th and November 5th, they're going to do them again. So make sure you
message us on Facebook. Right. That'd be great.
That would be fantastic. And again, this weekend, great opportunity for you to get out, check out some of the great stuff taking place Saturday. That's the 19th from 11 until 4. We were talking about different plants and things coming in, and we've been talking in the past few weeks about people are very much into collecting unique and different plants, and you guys.
They are. It's a thing. It's a thing.
Who needs adult coloring books when you can grow something, right?
Exactly.
Or you can do them both.
You can do both. Yeah. Why restrict yourself to one or the other? But last week, and we usually will get like one or two cool things in and we'll post it on Facebook and they go pretty quickly. We had a sort of pink striped philodendron in a couple weeks ago that people are actually waiting outside the door at 10 o'clock.
I knew you guys would have lines.
I know. It's kind of nuts. But so last week we got a shipment up from Florida where they go around to different little growers and then they bring up a whole bunch of boxes. And then we also got some things from Foliera and they sort of specialize in interesting plants. And so we've got an actual group of things. We've got some really cool variegated string of pearls, which instead of being just a couple little ones, they're nice, full pots. Oh. We've got some really cool alocasias. Those are related to elephant ears with really cool patterns and shapes of leaves. And then we have this awesome thing called a Monstera dubia. And it is this, it's called shingle plant. And it has these heart-shaped leaves, and it sort of climbs up flat board, but it's right flat on the board.
Really?
Go to Facebook, because we've got pictures on there from last week, and they're super cool. These are not inexpensive plants. I'm just going to put that out there. Mm-hmm. But if you're one of those folks, we have a lot of young people that have really gotten into this. Come on in and check them out, because you'll find something that you really are crazy about.
That string of pearls is very neat looking.
Yes,
those
it
are
is.
All really, that is very.
I know, right?
It's exciting. It's so exciting that people are getting into this stuff, and it's great
I
to see.
I love this. Yeah. If COVID, I mean, for as horrible as COVID was, it did people being home and wanting to grow things and do something positive. So a lot of younger folks have sort of jumped on the gardening wagon, whether it's outside and they're doing growing veg or food to eat or doing house plants. I just love this because I love seeing this new generation of people that are interested in growing things.
Somebody commented, and I know you're replying, watch out for snakes and spiders.
Yeah, look, we hardly ever get snakes and spiders in the Florida trucks, but sometimes we get lizards.
Lizards, I bet. Little
anoles. And the California stuff,
yeah,
we get slugs. Like big, and I'm not talking about little baby slugs like the ones in the Urasas. I'm talking like 6-inch slugs hanging on the sides of the reefer trucks.
Oh, man.
Gross.
Yes. they'll take care of those for you at the Bruce Company. Again, as we were just talking about the artisan event and, of course, the collector plants. Both are going to be very popular. Make sure you mark that down. Get into the Bruce Company today. I'm going to guess these collector plants are probably going to go pretty quick as people are really looking for them.
Yeah, I think so.
The artisan fair is going to be very popular, too. So great opportunity to get out over the weekend or get on in today right at 2830 Parmenter Street.
That's where you'll find us.
Middleton Garden Center.
Been there for 70 years.
Really?
Yes. It's our 70th anniversary this year.
Oh, man. That's so cool. And I know there's a lot of really cool things going on at the Bruce Company,
there
as
are.
Always.
Stay tuned.
We're going to have to Autumn had a question about grass. We're going to have to talk grass next week.
Okay, yes. We will answer Autumn's question right off the top next week.
Perfect. And if you have a question, don't forget we do this each and every Monday morning at 8 a.m. And Lisa is here to help. You can call even before we get on the air. Call right at 8 a.m. On a Monday. Get you on the air with Lisa Briggs from the Bruce Company. In the meantime, get into the Middleton Gardens from the Bruce Company, 2830 Parmenter Street. So much to talk about as well. It's on their Facebook page. Definitely make sure you're following Facebook's the Bruce Company on Facebook, The Bruce Company, and of course social media there as well. Lisa, it's always fantastic hanging out. You enjoy the day.
You as well, and happy almost spring, everybody.
Yes, the guys from Troll Bites, they come your way next year, 1310 WIBA.